Trucking Radio 24/7 and Clint Brown on Sport.
Well, turn it up, team. What a weekend in sport, headlined by the rugby and the All Blacks 47-5 over Bulawanaka Fiji in San Diego. Money-making exercise. Raiders' chance to blood some new players. Now, they'll add four more players to a squad of 36 for the Rugby Championship that kicks off August 10, Sky Stadium in Wellington, down in the Caketon, up against Argentina. So another pass mark for Raiders' new-look ABs. NRL Warriors, another close loss, this time going down 2018 to the Canberra Raiders. Goal kicking's now a problem for CHT, who's struggling to deliver that knockout blow. So it's down the wires. Big events overseas, Tour de France, Slovenian superstar Tadej the Tornado Pogačar, super happy, as he says, makes history, the first rider to win the double, Giro d'Italia and the Tour de France in the same year for 26 years. The last time that was done was the pirate Marco Pantani back in 1998. This time, Tadej won six stages, including the last time trial into Nice, and he won by over 6 minutes to become a three-time champion. Just absolutely great champion and great for the sport. Golf. The Royal Open at Royal Troon. Yes, the Open Championship at Royal Troon, and was a royal windy day, like a wind farm in Scotland. The Seaside Links was like a major, major challenge. And history, yes, it was a major, major. Xander Schauffele wins the Open. 6 under par, 65 to finish at 9 under in a windy final round. His second major of the year after the PGA. He won by 2 strokes. Ryan Fox finished at 5 over. Darren Hillier, the best of the Kiwis, at 3 over. Darts, the world match play champs, world number one, cool hand Luke Humphreys, wins the Phil Taylor Trophy, beats MVG Michael Van Gerwen 18-15 to add the world match play title to his world champs, as well as being world number one. Motorsport, Formula One, Hungarian Grand Prix, Lando Norris won the Battle of Pole, but his McLaren teammate Oscar Piastri won the GP. First win for the Aussie, even though Lando blew up on the radio about team orders. Max Verstappen crashed with Lewis Hamilton. Verstappen coming home fifth, Lewis ending up third. Formula E, bang, 100% disaster for the Kiwis. Nick Cassidy bombed out in qualifying in London for the E-Prix, the grand final. Lost his lead to Pascal Wehrlein, who won race one. And then Mitch Evans bombed out in race two. He couldn't finish his attack modes. Jaguar stuffed up the team strategy, so both Kiwis got done over. Lost out big time. Pascal Wehrlein, the world champion, driving for Porsche in Formula E. SVG, fourth in the Xfinity Series in Indianapolis. Oval racing, he's getting better, avoided a big prang. IndyCar, Scotty Dixon finished third in Toronto, now third in the champs, but Scotty Mack was taken out by his Penske teammate. That was Will Power, the Aussie, and Marcus Armstrong didn't avoid the big prang. Supercars, Sydney Super Knights, double delight for Chaz Mostert, back-to-back wins. Matt Payne, the best of the Kiwis, second and fourth. Will Brown still leads, 105 points now from Mostert, who's second. Payne in the top five, about 400 points behind. WRC Rally Latvia, reigning world champion Kelly Rovanpera gets the nod. And Paris Olympics. It starts this weekend with the opening ceremony on Saturday, but there are events with the All Blacks and All Whites in action first. New Zealand up against Guinea, 3 a.m. Thursday in the men's football in Group A. Also Thursday morning in the Rugby Sevens, two games for New Zealand in Group A, 4 o'clock against Japan and 7:30 against Kanpok the Kaw, South Africa. So that's the Olympics, live on Sky, and also watch out for the Brickie Highlight Show at 7 a.m. every morning for the next 18 days. Keep on trucking, team, with Trucking Radio 24/7.